Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Among the many films being screened at the Tribeca Film Festival this year is a documentary story that unfolded right here in New York. The film is called Once in a Lullaby and tells the story of Staten Island's most well-known school choir and their journey to perform at the 2011 Academy Awards. Joining us to share the story is the film's director, Jonathan Califer, joins me here in the studio. Hi, Jonathan. So what is the story that sort of lured you into making this film?
We focus on the 2010-2011 PS22 chorus. The documentary basically follows them from the invitation that they received at their annual holiday concert from Anne Hathaway to perform at the Academy Awards through the end of that school year.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a choir that became a kind of viral video sensation. There are lots of people out there on YouTube posting, you know, videos of themselves and their friends and their kids singing. What is it, do you think, that sort of sparked this story that you ended up following?
That's a very interesting question, and that's one that I've been thinking about for the past year and a half. There is something magical about the PS22 chorus between Greg Breinberg's arrangements and what he's able to bring out of the kids.
He's the chorus master.
He is the chorus director.
And we'll speak with him in a moment, too.
And it's a very common experience I've found, through comments and emails that I've gotten. People discover the PS22 chorus on YouTube, and 2.5 hours later, they can't stop. You know, they've heard 40-something songs, and, you know, there is something about it, and I haven't been able to exactly locate what that is, but it has been an absolute pleasure, you know, thinking about it.
Well, it was good enough to generate millions, literally millions of YouTube hits, and now a feature-length documentary, which Jonathan Califer has directed, and the film is called Once in a Lullaby, and from the film, here's Anne Hathaway, the actress who co-hosted the 2011 Academy Awards, introducing Staten Island's PS22 chorus at the Oscars.
And as Oscar turns 83, we're reminded again how each generation rediscovers the magic of movies for themselves. And whether you're the fifth grade chorus from PS22 in Staten Island, New York, or an Oscar winner tonight, our final song reminds us that dreams really do come true.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, sung live at the 2011 Oscars by the PS22 chorus from Staten Island. That's a clip from Jonathan Califer's film, Once in a Lullaby, the story of New York's PS22 chorus. That chorus is directed by music teacher Greg Breinberg, who joins us on the line. Greg, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks. How are you, John?
Good. So how did this whole thing happen? I mean, how did it start to get to the point where Anne Hathaway invites you to go to Hollywood and Jonathan wants to make a film about you?
Well, funny enough, I was in a chorus practice, and all of a sudden my secretary rung into the auditorium and said, you know, we have a call for you from a big Hollywood producer. I said, okay, take a message, because when I work with my chorus, nothing interrupts that work. And funny enough, again, I didn't even call him back until about 3 days later, just thinking, usually, I mean, big Hollywood opportunities and things like that, like, that we've been offered in the past, the Department of Ed has kind of frowned the kids participating in. So I really didn't have any expectations or hopes that this would really come of anything, but I did, of course, want to be courteous and call back. I called back, and I put on the phone with the producer of the 2011 Academy Awards, Bruce Cohen, who tells me he's really super excited. He's going to have the PS22 chorus not only sing at the Oscars, but close the show. And I was like, oh, that's great. Thinking, yeah, right. This is really going to happen. Flying 64 kids out to L.A., yeah. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, you know, Bruce Cohen and the Academy worked their magic. They, you know, went above, you know, to the mayor and the head of the Department of Education. And next thing I know, about a week or two later, I got another call from Bruce saying it's a done deal. And I still couldn't even digest it, but as you know, it happened, and we are very grateful that it did. It was a chance of a lifetime for the kids and, you know, for their director, too.
Yeah, I would imagine. And, of course, Jonathan Califer, following the story for the film as this is all unfolding. But I want to go back a step further than that, Greg. I mean, the fact that Bruce Cohen, the producer of the Oscars, knew about the chorus at all is down to you having posted videos on YouTube. So tell us how the program began and what you thought you were doing when you started posting those videos.
It started off with just, you know, basically people making suggestions and saying, you know, I was telling people about the work that I do. I'm a huge Tori Amos fan, so I was telling some of my Tori Amos fans that I, you know, on like the fan boards, you know, the forums, about, you know, how my chorus covering their songs. They're like, elementary school kids covering a Tori Amos song? That's just bizarre. So they were curious about it and, you know, said, you know, you should post it on YouTube. And I'm like, well, I don't have a clue about how to do that. They, you know, people were kind of directing me along the way. People on the internet were, you know, giving me advice on how to get it started. And then I took that back to my principal and said, you know, I'd really love to see what we can do about maybe starting a blog for these guys. And initially it was really just to kind of share with, you know, friends and family of chorus members. And it's just, kind of blew up. I mean, no one expected this. And
well, how usual is it to even have a chorus in a public school on Staten Island?
Unfortunately, that's a very sad question with a sad answer. That, you know, it's just few and far between. Music programs all across the board are being cut, and I'm obviously really grateful that we have had the opportunity, and, you know, furthermore, that Jonathan has helped in kind of spreading the message of, you know, the importance of music programs and, you know, and just the changes that it makes in children. You know, it's life-changing, and that's not just restricted to us and the amazing experiences we've had. It's, you know, music changes lives. It changed my life, and I never got to sing at the Oscars. So, you know, it's very important to me to keep that message at the forefront of what we're doing.
We're speaking with both Greg Breinberg, who is a music teacher at PS22 on Staten Island, and Jonathan Califer, the director of the film, the documentary Once in a Lullaby, the story of New York's PS22 chorus. And Greg's approach to teaching music apparently includes lots of improvisation and some free-form movement, which, Greg, I would imagine caused some distress among the Oscar producers on the night.
Yeah, definitely was a source of concern. Actually, it really wasn't a source of concern until about the day before the show, when all of a sudden things turned really... I can't even think of the word. It was just very scary because all of a sudden our performance, in my eyes, was being threatened by, you know, just becoming this homogenized, typical choir performance, which is not what we are and not what we're about and not what I teach the kids. So it was a very scary moment for me when I heard that they, you know, wanted to change our method of performance for the Oscars.
Well, here are two of the PS22 chorus members. This is Azaria and Denise, and they're talking about the way they approach performing in the chorus, improvising, and doing a bit of singing.
Improv is this thing about something you feel from the heart, something that you feel from the soul. It's easier when somebody else is with you, like Denise.
Oh, Lord, I'm right here. You are my father. improvising for me is like a total change. It's different from being in a chorus. And fantastic Azaria here. She gives me all these ideas, and I know I really thank her for that.
When I improvise, it comes just strangely easier. I don't know, it's pretty much easier than when I'm reading songs from a paper.
It's the thing that teaches me to learn more music.
Improv session there from the kids of the PS22 chorus on Staten Island. That's a clip from Jonathan Califer's film Once in a Lullaby. Greg Breinberg is the director of the chorus. There's a sold-out screening with Q&A this Sunday at the School of Visual Arts, and then further screenings as part of the Tribeca Film Festival, Jonathan?
Unfortunately, that's our only screening at Tribeca. We do, the first weekend in June, we'll be screening in New Jersey at the New Jersey International Film Festival, mm-hmm. which I'm very excited to do, my home state. And hopefully many more screenings coming in the near future.
Now, what about the individual? I mean, you're not just following a chorus. These are, you know, these are young people, and some of them have pretty complicated stories.
Yes, there are 64 children in the chorus, and each one of them was absolutely amazing. I mean, it was so wonderful getting to know these kids. We did focus down on four or five students, and they each had very interesting stories about the way that the chorus helped them. The one student in particular from the clip that you just played, which I'm so happy you played, it's one of my favorite clips. It was an improv that I walked in on with my gear while they were just beginning and had to get my camera set up very quickly, and it was chills down my spine. Mm. The improv, I am a big fan of improv in music and poetry and life, actually, but not only, you know, the melodies that they were singing together, but the lyrics in that are just so touching. One of the students, Azaria, was one of the students that we focused on, and she had a story that was really a testament to how powerful the chorus program in her school is. She and her family were unfortunately homeless for a time, and you know, were bouncing around shelters and places to stay in Manhattan, and even through that, she was continuing to commute over 2 hours to PS22 so that she could be in chorus.
Wow. So when Greg was saying before how it affects people's lives, in Azaria's case, it's a real tangible effect, as we hear in this clip from the film.
Think of me in the depths of your despair, making home that rhythm, my true love is there.
Before I was discovered in PS22, I knew I could sing, but I would never really let that happen because, I mean, there was a lot of kids that would tease me because of my birthmark. There was, like, a lot of pressure I was dealing with. When I came to PS22, Mr. B, he helped me understand music in a different way that I never understood it before.
All right, Mr. B, Greg Breinberg, the music teacher behind the chorus at PS22. Let me ask you just, Greg, do you have to be concerned with too much fame too soon for kids who are too young to be able to handle it?
I think, you know, I've discussed this before, that it's just basically a wonderful thing, and one of the most wonderful aspects of the chorus is that we are really not fostering, you know, and we're not breeding, you know, child stars. They have these amazing opportunities, but in between, you know, they have homework, they have schoolwork, mm-hmm. they have to, you know, do their, you know, they have responsibilities outside of the chorus. The brunt of the work falls on me to put everything together, and I, you know, I happily accept that role, but I am very, very conscious to make sure that these kids do not, you know, have to deal with the trappings of child star fame. I mean, basically, you know, they're in their own little bubble here at PS 22. I mean, they don't walk around school like they are, you know, the kings and the queens of the school. They are, you know, they're just ordinary kids in a music program.
And at what grade
really
do they leave?
The outside, you know, world that really recognizes what they're doing. But in here, you know, we do our best to really, I don't want to say downplay their accomplishments, but just kind of keep everything in perspective.
Yeah, yeah. And at what grade do they leave you?
They're fifth grade. They come for 1 year, they leave, and we get a brand new batch. And every year we start from scratch.
Wow. All right. Well, Greg, that's a heck of a program you've got going there in Staten Island. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. You've got a heck of a director sitting next to you as well.
That's Jonathan Califer, the director of the documentary Once in a Lullaby, the story of New York's PS22 chorus. Jonathan, thank you for joining us today and sharing the story with us as well.
Thank you. It's been an absolute thrill.
Here are the kids again doing the Gotcha song, Somebody That I Used to Know, from the kids at PS22 on Staten Island. That's the Gautier hit, Somebody That I Used to Know, and still to come, the Mexican guitar duo Rodrigo y Gabriela plays as a quartet with their band in the Soundcheck studio.